Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Samach Tes, four lines from the top of Daf Samach Tes Amnav, and the Gemara begins Gufa, and Daf Samach Ches Amabez, when discussing a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yechon held like Rabbi Yosef that Yish Greda is not Kaina, however, Reish Lakish held like Rabba and like Rav that Yish Greda is Kaina, and the Gemara brought down the following memra. Rabbi Yechon stated, if Reuven steals something and the original owner was not Miyayish, then both the Gazlan as well as the original owner can't be Makdish that item at this point. And Rabbi Yechon explains that the Gazlan can't be Makdish it because it does not belong to him, as even though, of course, when stealing something you make a Kenyan, that only causes that the Gazlan is now Chayiv Ba'insin. However, the Gazlan doesn't really own it, and therefore he can't be Makdish his item, and the original owner can't be Makdish either, as although he certainly owns the item at this point because he was not Miyayish, but ultimately he doesn't have control over the item, and therefore he can't be Makdish either. And the Gemara will now continue and focus on the second din Rabbi Yechon taught us, that even though the original owner still owns this item as he was not Miyayish, he could still not be Makdish it because it's not Bereshusai and it's not under his control. And the Gemara asks, Umiyam Rabbi Yechon, could we say that Rabbi Yechon actually passing like this? But we know that Rabbi Yechon has a klal that we always pass like a Stam Mishnah, and as Rashi brings down, that the reason why we pass like a Stam Mishnah is because Rabbi who see the Mishnah uchashura divrei chacham v'yashu be'inav shonan stam v'lehiska shem amrei aleihen kedei shlo yishnu b'pi yachid, in order when people are learning the Mishnah they shouldn't think that it was a das yachid, and v'narorin ki'ilu nishnu b'pi yom Reuven, and this way it would look like it was learned by Rabbim v'yasu kamaisan, and therefore they were passing like that shita. And Hakamar continues, then where do we find a Stam Mishnah that doesn't say like the shita of Rabbi Yechon? Because v'tanan we learned in a Mishnah Mesechtes Maaseh Sheni in Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph that Kerem Revoy Hayimitzayin Isa Bekazuzas Adama, that when someone had a vineyard and it was now in its fourth year and therefore you weren't allowed to eat the pears of the vineyard because it's Kerem Revoy, and the same didn't would apply by Neter Revoy as well. So they marked the area by placing clumps of dirt around the border of the field and around the border of those vines which were in the year of Kerem Revoy, and this way they were warning people not to take anything from these vines because it's usa to eat Kerem Revoy unless you take it and bring it to Yerushalayim. And the way that our Gemara will bring down this Mishnah in Masechtas Maaseh Sheni is by bringing down a line of the Mishnah and then explaining that line. So the Gemara now continues, Simana, and what is the Simon of placing clumps of dirt around the border of this field or around the border of the vines? Is in order to tell us that this Kerem Revoy is Ki Adama, is like dirt, as Ma Adama Ikanomina, just like we know that when someone has dirt, it's possible to have a future enough from it if you plow it and you plant it and you then reap from that field. Af Hainami, also this Kerem Revoy, Kimifrika Sharlis Unamenei, that even though it's usa to eat these pears unless you bring it to Yerushalayim, but there is an option of being paid to the pears, and then these pears will be mutter to eat wherever you want, and you'll then take the money to Yerushalayim, and you'll use that money in Yerushalayim to have specific hanas in Yerushalayim, and just like we find with the Gei Dinam of Maaseh Sheni. And the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni continued, Vishal Orla Becharsis, and when you had a field that was Orla, meaning it was within the first 3 years of pears, where those pears are usbana, and you can't even paid it, then they marked the area around this field and around the area that had Ola with broken pieces of earthenware. And the Gemara now tells us that Simona Kecharsis, that this is trying to show us a simon that these pears are similar to earthenware that are broken. Machasis Sheina Nomina, just like we know when you have a broken piece of earthenware, there is no way to have enough from the earthenware. Afhai, the last Be'anomine, therefore these pears are also those types of pears which you'll never be able to have enough from them, and you can't be pited, and you have to let them rot. And of course, the reason why they made these simonim is that other people should know that this is Kerem Revoy, and it's Orla, and it's also to eat these pears. And I intend the new maskal Kerem Revoy that Taiz is Ksatz Kasha Dolinokit Orla Trila, that Lachira, every tree first is considered Orla for the first 3 years, and then only on the fourth year would it be Neter Revoy or Kerem Revoy. And why is it that the Mishnah speaks about Kerem Revoy prior to Orla? And Taiz doesn't give an answer. However, the Shittim and Kubetzis brings from the Rosh that since this Mishnah is in Maaseh Sheni, and we know that Kerem Revoy and Neter Revoy are similar to Maaseh Sheni because you could be paid and take the money to Yerushalayim, and therefore the Mishnayos and Masechtas Maaseh Sheni speak about all the dinim of Maaseh Sheni, and then it continues on to the dinim of Kerem Revoy and Neter Revoy, which is similar to Maaseh Sheni, and then we continue and speak about Orla. And the Shittim Kubetzis also brings another teretz from Talmidei Rabbeinu Peretz, and they say that since in a moment we'll see that the Mishnah will speak about a Beis HaKfaris, and we know that a Beis HaKfaris is Asur Bana, therefore prior to speaking about a Beis HaKfaris we spoke about Orla, which is also Asur Bana. Also, Ayin and Taisi do a maskal Mar Chasis Les Bana, and Taisi states Gimel read the Besef Kisi Adam as a Mesechtes Chulin at the end of Parak Kisi Adam, that the din is that you could only do Kisi Adam with those types of products where you could plant with those items and they will sprout and they will grow. And it's mashma over there, you could cover blood with chasis, and therefore, how could our Gemara say, Machasis, less be anah, if we see that there is a way to have anah from chasis? And Rabbeinu Tam therefore states that although it's true that you can plant in soil that is made from chasis, however, the lemaisa won't produce that much, and therefore you won't even be able to go and replant the sada with whatever comes out of it. And even if it would be true that it would actually produce more than what you place in, since lemaisa doesn't produce that much pears, and the soil is not such great soil, therefore it's considered less bana, even though certainly you can plant it, and therefore it's mutter to do kisi adam with such soil. And the Rashi brings the same teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, and his lashon is mina damihi she'ina isa pears shmeinin elu rozin ve'ina isa yesa mechdein afila v'zeo she'amakan she'in bana v'chein pears Rabbeinu Tam zal v'hevi raya mahadetani besifri umar oritz hashmeina hi im raza im tzunma hi pearsea shmeinim v'mchasas hi pearsea rozin. And the Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh She'ini continued v'shel kfaros besid, and they used to mark graves by putting lime around the graves, and this way kohanim and nazirim, as well as people that were oichol pearsea and betiris, would know to stay away from these beis kfaros and from these kfaros. And the Gemara explains Simona, and the reason why they would use Sid is the Chivur Katzamais, because it's white, just like bones. And the Mishnah continues with Macha V'Shefech, and they would dissolve the lime in water, and then they would pour it around the graves in order to create the simen. And as the Gemara explains, Kehechen and Chavetvei, because by mixing the lime together with water, so then the product would even be whiter, and this way it would even be a better simen. And the Mishnah continues, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Agan and Chamim, and he said, B'med V'Armum B'Shvius, that the only time that we said that you should make these simanim by Kerem Revoy and by Allah is only on a year of Shemitah. And as the Gemara explains, that the reason for Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Hefkaninu, because during the year of Shemitah, then these fields are Hefka, and people won't realize that they're taking items which are really Kerem Revoy and Allah, and therefore you have to make these simanim. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel continues in the Mishnah, Al B'Shash Nei Shavua, Halatu Alu Rasha V'Yamas, during the rest of the years of Shemitah cycle, when it's also to take someone's pears, and if they would go into this field and take pears, they would actually be stealing, then we don't make this simon, as since this person is stealing and therefore he's considered Russia, so it's better that they actually take from the field and they eat this improperly, and that will cause them to die, and that will cause them to do Isurim. And Rav Shimon Gamliel's Shita is that even though with his Adin of Lufnei Evil, Isita Michal, but if someone's coming and stealing from someone else's field, you don't have any responsibility to warn them and make sure that they're not doing Isurim. The Gemara now continues and brings the part of the Mishnah that's going to be relevant to Hashayla, as the Mishnah continues, and it seems that this Shita that the Mishnah will state is the Shita of the Tanakama, and we already mentioned the Shita on Daf Samach Chesam Beis, and the Mishnah states, Hatsnuyim Menichas Hamais, and as Rashi explained on Daf Samach Chesam Beis, Bnei Adam Chasidim, that they were Bnei Adam that were Chasidim, and went Lefnim Mashur Sadin, Shereitel and Salki, they called them an Avera, and they wanted to make sure that they won't cause anyone to do an Avera, and therefore, Kashiyeshlam Kerem Revoy, Vachoshisham Oichlam Menu, Avery Drachim Beloy Pidyon, when they had Kerem Revoy, and they were Choshish that maybe people would come and steal their pears and eat it without being pointed to the pears, and they won't realize that it's Kerem Revoy, so they would take money and they would place it on the side. And they would say, any pears that someone already took from the field should be mechulal and should be transferred over onto these money and onto these coins, and therefore they won't be over on the issa of Kerem Revoy. And of course, keep in mind that when the Gemara brought this din of the Tznuyim, Gemara stated that Rish Lakish holds like these Tznuyim. They disagree with the din of Rabbi Yechon, and they hold that as long as someone owns an item, even though it's not in his rishus and he doesn't have control over these items, that he still has the ability to be makshish his item, and therefore, even though these people already stole the pears and the pears are no longer under the control of the original bailim, however, the bailim still have the ability to transfer over the kedusha of the Kerem Revoy onto money. Therefore, Agamar's question is that since we know Rabbi Yechon holds halacha Stam Mishnah and the din of Tznuyin was stated by Stam Mishnah, so l'chayr it's clear that as long as someone owns something, even if they're not in control of that item, that they could still be pointed at that item and they could still be mechal that item onto money, and the same should be true but in Gei Hadish. And how could Rabbi Yechon Paskin that Gozel V'leinus Yaisha Abaylim that Shneim Einu Yechon L'Hakdish Zel Lefi Shein Yishaloi V'Zel Lefi Shein B'Shusai, as L'Chayr, even though the owner doesn't have control of this item at this point, but since the original owner was not Miyayish and he still owns this item, so L'Chayr, since we have the Stam Mishnah like the Tznuyin, why can't the original owner be Makdish's item even though the Gazlan has it in his Rishus. And the Gemara continues that it seems that the only reason why you have this question, Rabbi Echran, is because we're saying that the din of the Tzuyin is based on a Stam Mishnah. And therefore, based on Rabbi Echran's klal of Halach Stam Mishnah, so Rabbi Echran should pass like the Tzuyin. But the Gemara is, V'chitem man tan the Tzuyin, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And if you're going to tell me that this is actually not a Stam Mishnah, as it's really a continuation of the Shita Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was just telling us that you should know that this was not done, but that Tzuyin, Menichas HaMayis, V'ayim, Kol HaNukam Hazeh, Mechol HaMayis HaLalu, and he hold that this would work, but L'maisa, it's not a Stam Mishnah, and therefore Rabbi Echran didn't have to paskin like this halacha. But the Gemara continues and states, V'am Rabbi Babachana, Am Rabbi Echran, but L'maisa, Rabbi Babachana brought in the name of Rabbi Echran, so Rabbi Echran L'shitasi holds, Kol Mokim Shishan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, B'mishasenu, any time that we have the Shita Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah, halacha K'maisai, we always follow the din of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Chutz Mi Orev, V'tzeidon, V'ray Achreina, except for three specific cases. One is Orev, which is referring to a case in Get Pashut about a cosigner. The second one is the din of Tzaidon, which was halacha that was stated in Masechtas Gittin. And the third is the second din of Raya, which is a din that's found in the second parak of Masechtas Sanhedrin. Therefore, the Gemara's question, Rabbi Echran, is Memanushach. Either the din of the Tznuyin is a Stam Mishnah, and Rabbi Echran holds halacha Stam Mishnah, and therefore you should pass like the Tznuyin. And even if the din of Tznuyin is not a Stam Mishnah, and it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel speaking, but Lemais Rabbi Echran says that we always pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Memanushach, Rabbi Echran should pass like the din of the Tznuyin, and that would, of course, be against his halacha. Therefore, why did Rabbi Echran tell us that if someone's item was stolen from him, that the original owner cannot be makdish at item because it's not b'shusai and it's not under his control? If l'chari, that would be against the din of the tzuyin. And the Gemara continues, Amri, that even though Rabbi Echran actually passed like the tzuyin, however, we have the wrong girsa in what the tzuyin stated. As loy teima kol nilchum mizeh, that don't say that the tzuyin said that at the end result, after someone already stole these item, and then the Baal Bayis said, whoever already picked these pears, I am going to be mechal them on Mois Halalu, as of course at that point it's not Bershusai, and really cannot be Mechalad at that point, as Rabbi Echran holds, Ela'im Akol Mislak Mizeh, that the minig of the Tzuyin was that they would say originally that whoever comes and picks any Paris in the future, and they do so Shalikudin, then Mechal on Mois Halalu, we don't want them to be Oivan any Surim, and therefore right now we're being Mechal them on other Mois, and at this point, of course, it belongs to the Tzuyim, and it's also Bershusam, as no one stole from them yet, and therefore, of course, even Rabbi Echran would agree that this manna would work, and the grapes of this vineyard would be mechul on the mice. And of course, this actually does make sense, because if they would be doing it after the fact, the lechira, a moment after a person picks the grapes off of these trees, potentially will eat it at that point, he'll be eating these pears prior to the student having said that they're being mechal these pears onto these mice, and therefore it'll be oivid issa of eating karam revoy, and therefore it must be that the student actually made this statement prior to anyone stealing from them, and prior to anyone having the opportunity to eat from this karam revoy. And the Gemara continues, Miyam Rabbi Echran, how is it possible to explain that what the Tzuyin did was they were Menichas HaMais V'Aimim Chol Meslakim Izeh Mechol HaMais HaLalu V'Am Rabbi Echran himself said Tzuyin V'Rab Deisa Amru Dov Echad, that this din that we just saw in the Mishnah Maisa Sheni of the Tzuyin and the din of Rab Deisa that we will see in a Braisa, they both state the same idea, and Rab Deisa Nilka Kama, as we will see, Rab Deisa is talking about a case where a person is being mafkir something and he's only being mafkir after the fact and after the person already picked what he thought was leket, and therefore l'chayra, just like Rabbi Deis is talking about a case where the person made the statement after the fact and on an act that was done in the past, so l'chayra, the student that are saying exactly like Rabbi Deis must be talking about a scenario where the person said the statement only after the people already stole from his field, and at that point he said kol milka mizeh mechul ha'amay salalu, and therefore back to the original question, Rabbi Echran, the l'chayra, the din of the student would be against his din, and l'chayra we have to pass like the student either because it's a Stam Mishnah or because it's a continuation of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Echran always passing like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And where do we find this din of Rabbi Deisa? The Tanya explained to the Braisa, and this Braisa is referring to the din of Leket, and we know that if someone leaves two stalks of produce in his field, then Aniyim can take those produce. However, if he leaves three stalks in his field, then it's not considered Leket, and Aniyim cannot take it. And Rabbi Yehuda states, Shachris Baal Bayis Oim Ba'imah, that the minig was that in the morning, the Baal Bayis of this field would get up and he'd say, Kol Shilakdu Aniyim Ayayim Yeyafka, that since I don't want Aniyim to be over on stealing from me, therefore I am making a statement that if Aniyim come and they take more than they're supposed to, and for example they see 3 ears of grain and they think it's leket and they take it, it should be hefkar, and therefore it'll turn out that they didn't steal from me, and Ayin and Tesis, that also turn out that they're not chayiv to take off maises from these peiris, and if I didn't say that these peiris are hefkar, then it'll turn out that they're really chayiv and maisa, and therefore the Baal Bayis made sure to be mafkar the grain in order to make sure that these Aniyim would not be Ivan eating pears and not mesukin. The Braisa continues, Rabbi Deisa Eimah. However, Rabbi Deisa argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and he said, Litute Erev Eimah, that it was only afterwards, at the end of the day, where the Baal HaBayis would state, that Kol Shalok to Aniyim Hayoy Mehefka, that anything that Aniyim already took today should be Hefka. And therefore, clearly we see that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Deisa are arguing exactly when the Baal HaBayis made this statement, and Rabbi Deisa clearly states that this statement was said at the end of the day, and even though, since it's the end of the day, and the Aniyim already took this produce, and therefore the Baal HaBayis doesn't have his reshus, and he doesn't have any control over these pears, he could be mafkru at this point. And since Rabbi Yechon stated that the Mishnah about Tznuyin and Rabbi Deisa are both saying the same din, therefore it seems clear that he's telling us that the Tznuyin are talking about a case where people already came and took the pears from the Kerem Revai, and even so, Reuven was able to say, and L'chari, of course, that's the Mishnah, or this din of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would be against the Shita Rabbi Yechon, and therefore, how could Rabbi Yechon paskin that if Reuven comes and steals an item from Shimon, and then Shimon was not yet Miyayish, that Shimon can't be Makdish this item because it's Enim B'Shusai and it's not in his control? If L'chari, we should paskin like the din of the Tznuyin, and he should still be able to be Makdish it, even though it's not in his control, since ultimately he still owns it. And the Gemara answers, Epech to Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Deisa, Rabbi Deisa, Rabbi Huda, that we will switch around the Shitas that we just had in the Braisa, and Rabbi Huda that we saw, that he said the Baal HaBayis would say it on the future, and he would say that anyone that comes and takes any pears today, and really they make a mistake about Leket, then I'd be mafket right now, that is actually the Shita Rabbi Deisa, and the Shita Rabbi Deisa that seemed to be saying Adin B'Negeya past is really the Shita Rabbi Huda, and therefore it comes out that Rabbi Yechon said, Tznuyin Rabbi Deisa Amru Dov Echad, he was really saying that the Tznuyin and Rabbi Deisa both say the same idea, and that Tznuyin was talking about a case of Kol Mislakim Izeh Mechol HaMeisololu, and he did it prior to the person stealing these pears. Baal HaBayis also made the statement in the morning, and he said, Kol Shilaktu Haniyam Hayoyim Yehefkar, and therefore, of course, it comes out that both the Shita of Rabbi Deisa as well as the Shita of the Tznuyin work out according to the Shita of Rabbi Yechon, and therefore it's not Shvan Rabbi Yechon. The Gemara continues and asks, Amai Avchas Masisa, why do we say to switch around the Braisa and switch around the Shitas of Yehuda and Rabbi Deisa, Avchal Rabbi Yechon? Why don't we switch around the words of Rabbi Yechon? Ve'ema, let us say, Rabbi Yechon never said Tznuyin Rabbi Deisa Amru Dov Echad, and instead he said Tznuyin Rabbi Yehuda Amru Dov Echad, that the Din of Tznuyin and the Din of Rabbi Yehuda are exactly the same, and Einach Hanami, Yehuda said that the owner of the field made this statement in the morning, and he said, Kol Shilaktu Aniyim Hayoyim, that any Aniyim will go and pick today and in the future, then those pears should be Hefka at this point when it's still under Baal HaBayis' control. And that's similar to the Tznuyin, when the Tznuyin said, Kol Mislakim Izeh, anyone that will collect in the future, Mechul HaMayis Alalu, and therefore it also worked out according to Rabbi Yechon. And of course, the Gemara would rather say that we made a mistake as to what Rabbi Yechon, who's our Meir, said, than having to switch around the Shitas in a Braisa, and we would surely want to protect the integrity and the genuinity of a Braisa. And the Gemara responds, Amri, Le Sagid, Le Misafchus Masisa, because even without the shadow that we had Rabbi Yechon, we would still want to switch around the Braisa. We had another reason why it wouldn't make sense to say that Rabbi Yehuda is the Manda Omer that said that the Baal HaBayis gets up in the morning prior to the Aniyim going and collecting the extra ears of grain, and he makes a statement that Kol Shilaktu Aniyim Hayoyim Hefka, that if someone goes and collects too much today, then it turns out that I'm being mafker it right now and at this point. And L'chir, that din has to do with Breira, and L'chir, the only way Rabbi Yehuda could say this din is only if he holds of the din of Breira. And as the Gemara explains, the Bahamas Tisak Tani, the Isla Rabbi Yehuda Breira, as if we would keep the gears that we had in our Braisa, then would come out Rabbi Yehuda is going with the Shita Breira, and Mishamina Leila Rabbi Yehuda Ba'amma, the Lesley Breira. And as we will see, Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that we don't hold the Breira, and therefore there was a stereo between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why we said we're going to switch around the Shita Rabbi Yehuda for Rabbi Deisa and Rabbi Deisa to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, since Rabbi Yehuda actually is a Manda Amu who says that the Baal HaBayis would get up in the evening after the Aniyim already took the extra ears of grain, and at that point he would say, Kol Shalaktu Aniyim Hayoyim Yehefkar. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda's Lesley Breira? And as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtas Tadmai, and really most of this point that the Gemara will bring is not in the Mishnah Mesechtas Tadmai, therefore some agers to Tanya, and we continue on Daf Samach Tesem Beis, Halakeh Yayin Min Hakutim. If it's Erev Shabbos and a person doesn't have what to drink on Shabbos, and he goes and buys wine from a kuti in order to drink that on Shabbos, but either he doesn't have enough kelim in order to take off Trumas and Mises, or he doesn't have time to take off Trumas and Mises. So Rav Meir teaches us, in the case we bought 100 lug of wine, so Imer Reuven could say, Shnei lugin shani aslav afresh harein truma, that the 2 lug that I'm going to take off as truma should be considered truma at this moment, which is of course the proper share of truma, because it's 1 in 50 or 2%. Asar Mais Rishon, and then we'll say that 10 of these Lugan should be Mais Rishon, which is of course given to a Levi, and of course it wouldn't be exactly 10, as since he already took off 2 Lug for Truma, so really you have to take off 9.8 for Mais Rishon, test Mais Sheni, and if it's the first, second, fourth, or fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, he will say that 9 Lug should be Mais Sheni, and of course it means a little bit less than 9 Lug, and of course if it's the third or sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, he'll say that 9 should be Mais Ani, and if it's Mais Sheni, Umechel V'Sheis Miyad, since B'negei Mais Sheni, it's possible to easily be Masakin it by saying that I'm transferring over the Kedushas Mais Sheni onto coins, therefore he should do that on Erev Shabbos, and then he'll be able to drink all the wine in this barrel immediately, and of course he'll have to leave over whatever is Trumas and Maisos, and he wouldn't be able to drink that part. Divrei Rameah, these are words of Rameah, and Rameah holds the Yesh Brira, and therefore once Reuven leaves over the end of this barrel of wine, and he says that this would be the Truma or the Maisos I took over, that is Megala, that originally that was always the Trumas and Maisos, and therefore when Reuven drank the rest of the barrel, he wasn't drinking anything which was considered Trumas or Maisos Rishon, and Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Isrin, and Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Yisrael, and Rabbi Shimon all say that it's Asa to do so, and the reason is because there's less Librera, and therefore we see that Rabbi Huda generally holds that less Librera, and therefore it can't be that Rabbi Huda would have said, Shachris Balabais Oim Va'im, because Shilakto Anim Ayoim Hefka, as at that point you don't know if the Anim will actually steal or take extra of these grains, and therefore it must be that Rabbi Huda actually stated the Shita Rabdesa, the Litute Erev Oim, because Shilakto Anim Hefka, that whatever they already took would be Hefka, as at that point we don't have to come on to the Din of Brera, and of course once we switch around the Shitas, then it would work out. Rabbi Yechon stated, Sunun Rabdesa Amrudav Echad, and in the Chanami, there's no question of Rabbi Yechon. And as we explained, that the Tzunin also only stated, Kol Neslaki Mizah Mechul Al Meis Halalu. And the Gemara continues and asks another question, Amri, Seif Seif, Amai Ka'afchis Lola Masisa, why is it that you said that we had to switch around the Shita of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Desa, Mishum the Kasha of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda, because you had to steer between the Shita Rabbi Huda on the Shita Rabbi Huda, because it's Mashman from the Brisa Rabbi Huda holds Yesh Brera, and for the Mishnah and for the Brisa in Demai, we saw that Rabbi Huda holds us less Librera, Hashnami, Kasha Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon, but at this point, we will now have a stereo between Rabbi Yechon and Shittas, as the Amrit Rabbi Yechon like Tema Kolam Nilkad Ela Ema Kolam Slakit, because we said according to Rabbi Yechon that Tznuin did not make the statement after the fact, and they did not say Kolam Nilkam Izzah Mechul HaMais Alalu, and instead they said Kolam Slakim Izzah Mechul HaMais Alalu, meaning that they said it prior to the person stealing from their produce, and if so, you have to come on to the Shita Brera, Alma Isli Brera, and therefore we see that since Rabbi Yechon holds like Tznuin, so it must be holds of the concept of Brera, but Rabbi Yechon less Librera, and we know Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold of the concept of Brera, as the Amr Rabasi, Amr Rabichon, Rabasi said over Nim Rabichon, Ha'achin Shechokul Kuchisein Machzirin Zel Zabiyevel, that if brothers split up the Yerusha that they received from their father, and if we hold Yesh Brera, then certainly it's considered as if at the time that the father died, we already knew that this brother got this Chalik, and the other brother got the other Chalik, Mitaris Yerusha, and not based on a purchase, and therefore the din to return Sadeh by the time of Yevel would not apply, and whatever they received as Yerusha, they would keep forever. However, Rabbi Yechon states that brothers that split up Yerusha are not considered Yerushim, but since we don't hold the concept of Brera, therefore it's considered that they made their own deal at this point, and each one is considered they purchased the Sada from the other brother, and therefore, Machzirun Zel Zabiyevel, once Yevel comes, they would have to return the Sadais to the pot, and then they would have to resplit the Sadais, and each one could decide if they wanted a different Sada at that point. And although you took care of the steer of Rabbi Huda by switching the Shita of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Desa, but the Maisa, we still have a problem because we have a steer between the Shita of Rabbi Yechon. Therefore, the Gemara says, really, the Tznuin actually stated as we stated on Daf Samach Chesam Beis, and in regard to a Teretz Reish Lakish, in reality it's true, Rabbi Yechon is actually arguing on the Tznuin, as although according to Rabbi Yechon, the din is that the Balabayis, who is not yet Miayish, cannot be Makdish, something that was stolen from him because it's not his Rishus. However, the Tznuin certainly argued on that, and they hold that the owners of the field would say after the fact that the person already stole from them, and although those periods are no longer Rishus to the Balabayis was able to say, and even though we had a question that if that would be the Girsa, then Lechayr would come out, Rabbi Yechon's going against the Stam Mishnah, because Lemaisa we just found a Stam Mishnah that holds against Rabbi Yechon, and we know Rabbi Yechon always passing like the Stam Mishnah, and even if that was the Shita Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yechon also always passing like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, however Rabbi Yechon, Stam Achrina Ashkach, Rabbi Yechon found another Stam Mishnah, and therefore he passing like that Stam Mishnah, and that Stam Mishnah works out according to his Shita, that once the Baal Bayis doesn't have this item in his Rishus, he could no longer be Makdish that item. Which Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yechon? The Tznan, as we learned in the first Mishnah in this parak on the Samach Beis and Beis, ain't a Gun of Achagana Mishnah Tashlum Kefel, that if a Ganav steals from another Ganav, then that second Ganav is not going to be Chayiv have to pay kefil, and the Gemara is amai bishlam l'ganav rishlam mishalim. Then it makes sense that you don't have to pay to the first ganav because the pasuk states v'gudim beis ish v'loim beis ganav, and therefore since Shimon did not steal this item from the original owner and instead he stole it from ganav and from Reuven, so therefore he's not going to be chayiv to pay kefil. However, the Gemara is bothered al l'bailim mishalim that l'chayir the second ganav should still have to pay kefil to the original bailim, as l'maisa the original bailim would not miyayish yet, and therefore he should be chayiv to pay kefil to the original bailim because he stole it from them and they currently own this item. And the Gemara therefore points out that it must be that Mishnah holds like the Shita Rabbi Yechon, because Elav Shemamino Zelafishen Shaloi Vizelafishen Brishusoi, that since the pasuk tells us Vigunim Beis Ish, then the pasuk is actually telling us that the only time that the ganav is to chayiv to pay kefil is only when he steals from the house of a person that not only owns the item but he also has the item in his rishus. And therefore, since Shimon stole this item from Reuven's home, therefore he's not going to be chayiv to pay kefil to Reuven because Reuven doesn't own the item, and he's also not chayiv to pay kefil to the original owner because although the original owner still owns the item, but the maisa it's not under his control and it's not in his rishus. Before we continue, let's point out that since the Gemara just stated that the tzniyim say kol nilkat, therefore it'll have to be that according to Rabbi Yechon who said that tzniyim Rabbi Deisa amru dav echad, the Rabbi Deisa also said nilkat, and therefore it'll come out Rabbi Huda was the man d'amu who said in the brayso that shachris bal bayis oimav oimav kol shilakto ani mayoy miyafka, and l'chayyur according to that it would come out Rabbi Huda holds the yesh priyor, and l'chayyur we still have the steer on Rabbi Huda as we brought the sheet of Rabbi Huda at the top of the amid but negated the brayso that we had relevant to the Mishnah Masechtas Tmai where we proved that Rabbi Huda is less like priyor. And Ayin Rashi doing last Rabbi Yechon stama achrina eshkach, we ask this question and he points out that we don't have to go and switch around the dinim of the brayso, and we don't have to switch around the din of Rabbi Huda to Rabbi Deisa and Rabbi Deisa to Rabbi Huda, because the Isla Rabbi Huda Breira, because really Rabbi Huda does hold of the Dina Breira, like he states in the Braisa, with time to lekeach yayin, and the reason why in the Braisa that's relevant to the Mishnah Masechet Tmai, where Rabbi Huda said that it's also for the person to buy wine from a kutya on Erev Shabbos and just be mafresh, and it's mashma that's less like Breira, Zok Rashi, that the Gemara explains, Mishim Shemi Yabak Anoid, Velay Mishim Breira, that the reason why Rabbi Huda says also is not because he doesn't hold the Dina Breira, but because over there, there's a chash that maybe the barrel will break and he'll never be able to give the Trumas and Mises to the Kohen or to the Levi, and therefore we made a takana that he can't go and be mafresh Trumas and Mises without actually removing them from the barrel. And the Gemara continues and asks another question on Rabbi Yechon, Umay Chazdas the Azal Basa Histama, Le'evik Histama the Tsuyin, that Lachir, we just had two Stam Mishnas, we had the Stam Mishnah of Tsuyin or of Shimon Gamliel that said over the din of Tsuyin, and therefore the general rule would be that Rabbi Yechon would paskin like the Tsuyin, and if so, a Balabayas should be able to go and be makdish something, even though it's not Birishusai. And then we had our Mishnah where we said Ina going of Achagana Misham Teshlum Kefil. And the reason why the Ghana doesn't have to pay kefil to the original owner is because the Pasuk says Begudim Beis Ish, and in order to be considered that he stole from Beis Ish, it has to be that the owner actually owns the item and it's also currently in his rishus and in his control. Therefore the Gemara is, why is it Rabbi Yechon Paskin like the Stam Mishnah that we have in our perk and not like the Stam Mishnah of Tsnuyan that we find in Masechtas Maaseh Sheni? And the Gemara is Mishum Nemsei Leikra, that the reason why Rabbi Yechon would rather the Paskin like our Mishnah is because he found a pasuk that's mashma like our star Mishnah, and the pasuk states in Pashu B'chu Kaysayv Ish Ki Yakdash Es Beisa Kodesh Lashem, and we learn Ma Beisa B'Shusay Af Kol B'Shusay, just like his house is B'Shusay. Therefore, the only way to be makdish something is not only that you have to own it, but it also has to be under your control. And of course, this makes a lot of sense because just like over there B'negei Hegdash with dashing the word Beisay, even B'negei the din of Geneva, we also dashing from V'Gudim Beisa Ish. Our Mishnah held that Beisay doesn't only refer to something that you own, but it's also something that's under your control. And the Gemara continues, Amar Baya, Baya states, if not for the fact Rabbi Yechon told us that Snuyin and Rabbi Deisa are all going with the same Shita, their Shita is against the Shita Rabbi Yechon, as they hold that even though someone doesn't have something in their Rishus and not under their control, they could still make something Hefka, they can still be Mischalal the Karam Ravai onto Mice, and therefore, of course, those Shitas were against the Shita Rabbi Yechon. But Zok Abaya, that if not for the fact Rabbi Yechon himself stated this, Hamina, I would have thought, really generally, that Tzuyin and Rabbi Deisa would agree to Rabbi Yechon that generally someone cannot be makdish something, can't be makdish something, and can't transfer Karam Revai onto money if the item is not in their rishus and not in their control. However, the reason why they both said the halacha was based on Takan Rabbanan, and Rabbanan in a specific scenario said that you're allowed to go and transfer these items even though they're not in your rishus. Therefore, since it's based on Takan Rabbanan, which we'll explain in a moment, it would be possible to state that Tzuyin Islud Rabbi Deisa, that the Tzuyin would agree to the din of Rabbi Deisa. However, Rabbi Deisa, less late Tzuyin, Rabbi Deisa would not agree to make this takana in the case of Tzuyin. And the Gemara explains, Tzuyin Islud Rabbi Deisa. The reason why it would Stuyan would also agree to the din of Rav Deisa, because Ma Beganav, just like in the case of Stuyan, which is talking about someone that was going and stealing from the Kerem Revoi of the Rabbanan Takanta, and still the Rabbanan said that in order to make sure that this person is not considered a Ganav, therefore we allow the owner to go and say that these items should be Mechol Alamais, Haniyim Tzrich Lameima, then certainly by Haniyim that weren't going with the intent to steal anything, and as Rashi said on Amud Aleph, that Haniyim actually thought that the din of Leket is even on three stalks and not only on two stalks. Therefore, certainly the Rabbanan would make a takana that even after the Haniyim took these items, that the owner could say that these items are considered Hefka in order to save the Haniyim from stealing from the Balabayas. However, Abaye continues, Rav Deisa Leslie Tzuyin, it's possible Rav Deisa would not hold and agree to the din of Tzuyin as Haniyim who the Rabbanan takanta, because maybe it's only by Haniyim that the Rabbanan made a takanta in order to save them from stealing from the Balabayas. But when the gay or regular person that's intentionally going and trying to steal from the owner, maybe the Rabbanan would not make a takana, and they would not allow a person that doesn't have rishus on these items to go and transfer the net revai onto money. Lamaisa Abaye explains that since Rabbi Yechon told us that Snuyin and Rav Deisa Amur Dav Echad, it must be Rabbi Yechon saying that both the Snuyin and Rav Deisa argue on my shita, and they hold that although an item is no longer in a person's rishus and under their control, since that person still owns that item, therefore they have the ability to transfer the net revai onto money, and also to mimafka the stalks of grain that the Ani took that he thought was leket. And the Gemara continues with a similar idea. Amr Rava states, if not for the fact Rabbi Yechon said that the Tznuyin and Rabbi Deisa are both saying the same shita and they're both arguing on me, Havamina, we may have thought that really the Tznuyin are not arguing on Rabbi Yechon, and Man Tana Tznuyin is Rameihi, that really the Tana of Tznuyin is going according to the shita of Rameya. Lav Amr Rameya Maisa Mama Gavayahu, didn't Rameya teach us that Maisa Sheni is considered Mama Gavaya? And even so, the Torah says that even though it's considered Mama Gavaya, I give you the right to take it to Yushlayim and you can eat it in Yushlayim, and it's considered Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu and Vafilu Hachi. And even though Maisa Sheni is not considered the owner's item, Lin Yipadiya Ukma Rachman Bishusei, Benegated Din Opinion of Maisa Sheni, the Torah considers it that it's owned by the Balabayas. The Chsiv, as the Pasukim Chukwese states, Bim Gol Yigal Ishmi Masroi Chamishisa Yaisiv Olav, and if an owner doesn't want to take his peers to Yushlayim and instead he wants to be pointed them onto money, then we know that if he sells his peers to someone else, then he just sells them for face value and he goes and takes that money to Yushlayim. But if he himself wants to redeem the peers, then he has to add on a 25% surcharge, which is a chamishis, which is of course milobar. Even though Rav Meir just stated that Maisa Sheni is considered mam gavaya, even so, Karech Banam Maisari, the Torah calls it his Maisa, or Maisa of Chaimish, and he has to add on the 25% surcharge when he goes and redeems his own peers. And therefore, in the case of Tznuyin, which is talking about a din of Kerem Revoi, so Kerem Revoi Nami, Gama Kodesh Kodesh Maisa, we will learn Xer Shava of Kodesh Kodesh from the din of Maisa Sheni. It's Ksiv Hacha, as Benegea Kerem Revoi, the Pasuk tells us, Uvashana Ravi, is Yeh Kol Period, Kodesh Yilum Lashem, the Ksiv Gabi Maisa, and Benegea Maisa Sheni, it also states, Vachal Maisa Arts, Bizer Arts, Bipri Arts Lashem, U Kodesh Lashem. Therefore, we would learn Ma Kodesh, Ksiv Gabi Maisa, Afagav the Mamma Gavoy, who Lin Pedia, Ukber Achmana Bushusei, just like we just stated, Benegea Maisa Sheni, that even though Ramei holds that's considered Mamma Gavoy, still Benegea Pidyan, the Torah places it in his own Rishus, and therefore he strives to pay the surcharge. Athai Kodesh Nami, the Ksiv Gabi Kerem Revoi, therefore Benegea Kerem Revoi would also use the term Kodesh, Afagav the Mamma Deu, even though we don't consider his mammon as we compare it to Maisa Sheni, and therefore it's considered mammon gavaya, achule ukmer achmana b'shusei, and even though it's not really considered his peers, peers still gives him a right to transfer the kedusha kerem revoi onto mice. And certainly we know that if someone doesn't own peers that are kerem revoi, then that person can't transfer the kerem revoi onto mice. And therefore we see that peers is bechadish to us that benegei kerem revoi, even though it's not mamish his peers, we still allow him to act as bailim and have the right to transfer it. And therefore, as the Gemara explains, that even when it's in the Rishus, it's not mamish his, as it's considered mamma gavaya, just like Maisa Sheni, and still he could be mechel, and he could transfer over the kedusha of the kerem revoi onto money, and therefore, even in a case where the person already stole the kerem revoi, and these peers are no longer under his control, but lemaisa, we see a chiddush and a gzeiras hakasa b'degei a kerem revoi, that even though that these items do not actually belong to him, that he could be mechel it, and he could transfer the kedusha onto mice, and therefore, even when the items are not only not belonging to him, but they're also not under his control, he would still be able to do so. It would have been possible to understand that although the Tznuyin are Mechadish's din, Benegei, the din of Kerem Revoi, however, in general, Benegei, a standard case of Hegdish, they would agree to Rabbi Yechon that once something non rishus of a person, then you can't be Makdish that item. And Rava continues, Avagavi Leket, Kivin and Reminded Deu, but the Mice of Benegei Leket, since this money actually certainly belongs to him, them, because the only time that something is considered leket is only when you have two grains of stalk that falls onto the ground. But once it's three, then really it belongs to the owner. So ki'isa b'shusa hiru matzim mafgale. Over there, Rabbi Yechim would hold that the only time you can mafgar it is only when the item is still under your control. But ki'lesi b'shusa loy matzim mafgale, when it's not in your rishus and not under the owner's control, then you should not be able to mafgar it. And certainly we see that Rabbi Deis is definitely arguing on the sheet of Rabbi Yechim. Therefore, Rabbi says that since Rabbi Yechim said that tznuin Rabbi Deis amru dav echad, it must be that the reason behind the tznuin svara is not based on the concept that he compares it to Maisa Sheni, but it's because he actually argues under the sheet of Rabbi Yechim, just like Rabbi Deis argues under the sheet of Rabbi Yechim, and they both hold that even though someone's item is not in their rishus, but they still own the item, that by Karim Ravai, you could make the payers onto mice, and B'negeya Hefka, you could still be mafka those items, and therefore B'negeya Hegdish, they would also argue in Rabbi Yechim, and they would hold that if there's an item which was stolen, even though the item is currently not under the rishus and not in the control of the original owner, because he wasn't miyayish yet, he still could go and be makdashit, because ultimately he's still the owner. The Gemara continues, Amr Ravina, and Ravina also states, Ilav dam Rabbi Yechim, Tznuin Rabbi Deisa Amru Dav Echad, if not for the fact Rabbi Yechim said that Tznuin and Rabbi Deisa are both saying the same thing, and by saying that, he is telling us that the Tana that said the din of Tznuin and Rabbi Deisa are certainly two different Tanaim, as otherwise he wouldn't say that Tznuin Rabbi Deisa Amru Dav Echad, and instead he would say that the Tana Tznuin is Rabbi Deisa, but Hav Amina, Mad Tana Tznuin Rabbi Deisi, then we would have had a Hav Amina, that maybe the Tana Tznuin is Rabbi Deisa, and if we would say that, Ki Hech Le Tikshi Stam Mishnah Rabbi Yechim, and then there won't be a question from the Stam Mishnah on Rabbi Yechim, and we continue on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yechim Kestam Yechido Layoma, because then we could say that even though Rabbi Yechim has a klal that he passes like a Stam Mishnah, but if he knows that a Stam Mishnah is actually only going like a Yechida, then he would not necessarily pass like that Stam Mishnah, and if we would say that the Stam Mishnah of the Tznuin is actually Rabbi Deisa, then Rabbi Yechim would not have to pass like the Stam Mishnah, and therefore we wouldn't have had a question on Rabbi Yechim. However, once again, Ravina's point is that since Rabbi Yechim himself told us that Tznuin Rabbi Deisa Amru Dav Echad, therefore we see that the din of the Tznuin is a different Tana, and therefore we see that there are multiple Tanoim that passing like the Tznuin, and therefore they're passing against the din of Rabbi Yechim, and that's why the Gemara had a question on Rabbi Yechim, that L'chir, how could Rabbi Yechim paskin that if someone owns something but it's not Bereshusai, they can't be Makdashit, if L'chir, the Tznuin hold on like that, and L'chir, based on Rabbi Yechim's klal, he should paskin like the Stam Mishnah, and Ayin and Tap Tesis, and Daf Ayin Ma'alav, that Tema, the Bekam Mekayus, Mashma, the Oma, Fidel Kestam Yechida, that there are many places where we find Rabbi Yechim passing like the Stam Mishnah, even though that Stam Mishnah is going like Yechida, and Ayin Tesis, where he brings multiple Rayas, and Ayin Sham, how Rabbi Yechim explains our Gemara, and we will stop over here.